各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年9月28号，星期六。我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨迪亚德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
Happy Saturday.
星期六快乐。
And so today is our normal Srimad Bhagavatam reading. Of course, it's never normal.
当然今天是我们正常的早谈，博加瓦坛早课的阅读，但是的话呢，博加瓦坛永远都是不属于这种正常的这种范围。
So today we are on Canto 6, Chapter 2, and I think we're on Text 41.
那么今天我们就一起来看一下瓦坛的第六篇第二章的第41诗节。
But before we read, we will chant Jaya Radha Madhava.
当然在我们开始学习之前，一起来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava 吧。
Okay. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dhani Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dhani Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tiravana Chandi Yamuna Tiravana Chandi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Andi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Andi Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dadi Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dadi Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tiravana Chandi Yamuna Tiravana Chandi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Andi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Andi Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Nitai Gopi Mananda Hari Hari Bol. Okay, so we're on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, and Verse 41.
所以我们一起来看到博加瓦坛的第六篇第二章的第四十一诗节。
So in the story, Ajamiyo, he was saved by the Vishnu Dutas. He's still in his old man's body, and he's decided to go to a holy place to perform Bhakti Yoga.
因此在故事进行到这里，阿加米勒就是被 Vishnu Dutta 们给拯救了，然后而他依然处在居于这样一个老年人的躯体之内，然后他就决定要去到一个圣地，在那里去进行奉爱瑜伽。
Yeah, he's determined not to return to his sinful ways and to perfect himself in devotional service.
并且他下定决心，要在这不再回归到曾经的这种罪恶的生活方式，而是要让自己在奉爱服务当中达到完美的境界。
Yeah, and he's determined to control his mind and senses and to completely give up the material concept of life.
并且他下定决心要完全放弃要完完全全的去控制他的心意和感官，并且完全放弃对于生命的物质化的概念。
Yeah, in spiritual circles, giving up the bodily conception of life is called dying before you die.
Oh, dying before you die. 在灵性圈子当中有这样一种说法，就是放弃这种对于生命的躯体化的概念，也就意味着在死亡之前首先经历死亡。
All right, we give up our false identity as a independent enjoyer.
我们放弃自己虚假的身份认同，认为自己是独立于神而存在的这样一个享受者和掌控者。
Yeah, we let that die.
我们让这样的一个虚假的身份认同死亡。
Even while we still have the body and mind, we no longer identify with it.
而即便我们依然还有这具躯体和心意，但是我们已经不再去认同躯体和心意了。
And then we assume our true identity as a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna.
并且我们重新回归到自己真正的身份，那就是作为 Krishna 的仆人的仆人的仆人。
Yeah, so this is Ajamil now. This is how he wants to live his life, and he's very determined.
而这就是现在阿加米勒所处的阶段，这就是他现在下定决心要开始这样的人生状态的这种阶段。
So then he also decided to go to a holy place, so that he will have a favorable environment to perform devotional service.
并且他也决定要去到一个神圣的地方，而这个圣地是非常有利于他进行奉爱服务的。
And so, he did move his physical location. He went to Hardwar.
所以说他确实就是离开了这个物质上的一个地区，然后这个区域到达了哈尔德瓦尔。
Yeah, so that's one of the holy places. It's near the mouth of the Ganges River.
而这就是圣地之一，这个圣地是处在这个恒河的这个嘴巴的那个位置。
Yeah, so very much in the mode of goodness and transcendental goodness.
所以基本上这个圣地是处于这种非常超然的善良属性的这种状态。
Not only that, he decided also to live in a Vishnu temple.
不仅如此，他还决定要居住在 Vishnu 的寺庙中。
So that's where we are in the story now.
所以说故事现在就进展到这个阶段。
Okay, so let's chant verse 41, and then we'll do the word for word translation and purport.
我们就一起来看一下41诗节的诗节以及字对字的翻译和译文和要旨。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Tato Gunebhya Atmanam.Viyujatma samadina Yuyuj bhagavadamni Brahmanyanu bhavatmani Tata
此后
Gunebhya
从物质自然的属性中
Atmanam
心
Viyuja
脱离
Atma Samadhina
借由全心全意的做奉爱服务
UUJ
从事
Bhagavad Dhamni
在至尊主的形象上。
Brahmani
是至尊凡的形象，而不是偶像崇拜。
Anubhava Atmani
从莲花族开始后，逐渐向上，一直想着。
Just reading that translation of that word. Oh, look at that. Also, you don't even have the book in front of you.
Oh, but I have pictures Lita sent to me. So,
Okay, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Ajamil, fully engaged in devotional service, thus he detached his mind from the process of sense gratification and became fully absorbed in thinking of the form of the Lord.
译文：阿迦弥勒全心全意地做奉案服务，这使他的内心不再有感官享乐的欲念，而是全神贯注地想着至尊主的形象。
Purport.
Continue with purport.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll just read it to myself.
Okay. 要指在庙里崇拜神像的人，内心会自然而然全神贯注地想着至尊主和他的形象。至尊主的形象和至尊主本人没有区别。正因为如此，奉案瑜伽是最容易的瑜伽体系。瑜伽师们努力将他们的思想集中在他们心中的超灵形象上，但当人全神贯注于庙里被崇拜的神像上时，就很容易达到这样的目的。每一个庙里都有至尊主的超然形象，使人可以很容易地想着那形象。通过在崇拜仪式、供奉食物和一直不断地想着神像形象时看着至尊主，人可以成为一流的瑜伽师，这是最佳的瑜伽程序。对此，至尊人格守神在《薄伽梵歌》第六章的第47节诗中说道，在所有的瑜伽师中，谁信心坚定地总在内心想着我，为我做超然的爱心服务，谁就通过瑜伽与我最紧密的连在一起，就是最高级的瑜伽师。这就是我的看法。一流的瑜伽师是控制住自己的感官，并通过总想着至尊主的形象远离物质活动的人。 End of purport.
Thank you very much. Om Aganatamirandhya Aganatuna Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmain Shri Gurave Namaha Namahum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavani Paschatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
我谦卑地顶拜我的灵性导师 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
And I pray for his mercy and for his blessings that we can understand this reading of Srimad Bhagavatam today and enter into its mysteries.
我祈求能够得到帕帕的仁慈和祝福，祝福我们能够在今天的瓦坛的阅读中能够真正的理解这一个篇章，并且进入到其中的神秘。
And I also offer my humble obeisances to all of the listeners today who are participating in the Srimad Bhagavatam class.
并且我也谦卑地顶拜今天在这里聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛讲课的奉献者们。
And I also pray for your blessings.
我也祈祷能够得到你们的祝福。
May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生命都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生命都不再遭受苦难。
And may all living beings awaken to their true self and their relationship with Krishna.
愿所有的生命都得以觉醒，觉醒到他们与 Krishna 之间永恒的关系。
So in today's verse, we see that Ajamil, now he's living in Haridwar, he's living in the Vishnu temple and worshipping the deity of Vishnu.
因此在今天的这个诗节当中，我们就看到阿加米勒现在就处于哈尔德瓦尔，在 Vishnu 的神庙当中进行着神像崇拜。
And he's engaged in devotional service and practice, which we call sadhana bhakti.
他在进行着这个训练阶段的奉爱服务，我们将此称为 sadhana bhakti.
And he's concentrating his attention, his consciousness upon all the activities of devotional service.
他把他的注意力和知觉完完全全的专注于奉爱服务的所有活动之中。
It says that he detached his mind from sense gratification and became fully absorbed in thinking about Krishna.
那么在诗节当中就说到，他使得他的心意不再有感官享乐的欲念，弃绝了感官享乐的欲念，并且全神贯注着。关注地想着至尊主。
And Prabhupada mentions at the end of the purport, he says, this is by engaging our senses and serving the deity and hearing and chanting about Krishna, we become a first-class yogi.
帕帕就在要旨的结尾处就说到，我们通过进行各种各样的奉爱服务，来控制自己的感官和心意，崇拜神像，聆听和念诵关于 Krishna， 那么这样我们就会成为一流的瑜伽师。
And then he quotes from Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, text 47.
然后他就引用了《薄伽梵歌》当中的第六章的第47诗节。
But the purport doesn't have the quote. It's assuming that we know.
但是在要旨当中是没有包含这个引言的，因为就是这个要旨在这里啪啪写到这里的时候，就认为假定我们已经知道这个引言了。
I'm not sure about in the Chinese version here of the purport, but this is often the case. Prabhupada will quote a verse in the purport, but just mention it and just where it is, but doesn't actually give the quote itself.
Oh, 所以说我不知道就是中文版的这个瓦坛的书当中是怎样具体的，但是一般情况下就是怕在写要旨当中一旦有引用的话呢，他都没有把那个引言给放在其中。
So Prabhupada is assuming that we will look up the quote, or that we already know it.
所以说怕没有把这个引言放在这儿，就他就假定就是我们会在读到这里的时候自己去查书，或者是他假定就认为我们已经知道了这个引言。
After all, the Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the advanced study of the Bhagavad Gita.
因为毕竟就是圣典薄伽瓦坛被认为是就是这个更高阶的学习，更高阶的这种对于灵性的研究。
So oftentimes the Bhagavad Gita is quoted, it's referenced, but the quotation's not actually included.
所以说很多时候怕在这个有引用的时候的话呢，他都会来具体的讲解，但是没有这个具体的引言内容在其中。
So Prabhupada is making the point that if somebody is engaged in meditating upon the deity form of the Lord, that he is the first class yogi.
所以说帕在这里就说出了一点，就是任何一个人当他在进行着奉爱服务，在冥想着主的神像形体的时候，那么他就被认为是一流的瑜伽师。
Now someone may say that the yogi who meditates upon the Lord in the heart, upon the form of the Lord in the heart, is more advanced than the devotee who meditates upon the form of the deity.
Oh, sorry, Maharaj, the yogi who meditates the form of Lord
Someone may argue that the yogi who meditates upon the Lord, the form of the Lord within his heart, is a more advanced yogi than the yogi who's meditating upon the form of the deity.
Oh, the form of deity. The first one is the form of the Lord.
Well, the Lord has a form that's within our heart.
Oh.
So the yogi may meditate on that form. The yogi, and the Lord also has the same form in the form of the deity. But one may consider, one may say, well, the yogi who's meditating upon the form of the Lord in the heart is a more advanced yogi than the yogi who's meditating upon the form of the deity.
Oh, I see. Thank you. 所以说有人就会有这样的一种说法，然后有人就会认为，就说对于那些瑜伽师，就是他们在内心当中来冥想主的形体的瑜伽师，这些人是更加高阶的，更加进步的这种瑜伽师，就相比起那些去冥想神像的形体的瑜伽师而言，然后前者是更加进步、更加高阶的。
So Prabhupada is making the point that the form of the Lord in the heart and the form of the Lord in the deity are the same, so there's no difference.
而帕帕在这里就说到，那么主的形体和神像的形体实际上是相同的，是一回事。因此就是冥想主的形体和冥想神像 的这个形体是并没有任何区别。
And then to prove his point, he quotes from the Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, verse 47.
而为了证明他的这个他所说的这一点，帕帕就引用了《薄伽梵歌》当中的第六章的第47节诗。
So since the quotation is not here in the purport, we have to look it up.
所以说由于这个引言没有具体在这个要旨当中有，所以说我们就得一起来看一看。
Otherwise, we're not really, you know, completely studying Prabhupada's books.
否则的话就没有真正的来学习帕帕的书，帕帕这个《薄伽梵歌》的第六章的第47节诗。Sumukhi Mataji, 你方不方便发给我？
yes, Sumukhi, please bring up 647. It's the very last verse of the chapter.
就是 Sumukhi Mataji, 就麻烦你把第六章的最后一个诗节，对，那最后一个诗节，就是如果方便拍照给我都行。
It's a very famous verse, really.
这是一个非常出名的一个诗节。
Prabhupada quotes it very often.
Oh, 是帕帕经常引用的一个诗节。
So, does Sumukhi Radha have it there?
Sumukhi Mataji, 你找到没？你可以在微信上发给我。
I will read the Sanskrit, and then I'll read the English, and we'll see, we'll go from there.
Okay.
Yoginam api sarvesam madgate nataratmana shravan bhajate yomam same yukta tamo mataha. So in this chapter, Krishna has described the whole process of yoga.
因此在整个这第六章当中， Krishna 就描述了整个瑜伽的这个过程。
In fact, the chapterThe title of the chapter is Jnana Yoga, which means the yoga of meditation.
实际上这个章节的标题是 Jnana Yoga, 意思就叫做冥想瑜伽。
And so verse 47 is a conclusion of the teachings that Krishna has given in this chapter.
而第47诗节就是 Krishna 所做出的关于这整个章节的这个教导的结论。
So Krishna says, of all yogis, the one with great faith who always abides in me and thinks of me within himself and renders transcendental loving service unto me, is the most intimately united with me in yoga, and is the highest of all. That is my opinion.
So I actually have this in the purport, in the Bhagavatam verse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually there.
Oh, that's nice.
所以说这个师节的译文是在所有的瑜伽师中，谁信心坚定的总在内心想着我，为我做超然的爱心服务，谁就通过瑜伽与我最紧密的连接在一起，这就是最高级的瑜伽师，这就是我的看法。
So Krishna is saying that the highest yogi is the yogi who remembers the form of the Lord.
所以说 Krishna 就说到最高级的瑜伽师就是能就是记忆起主的形体，记忆起主的瑜伽师。
And has a loving relationship with the form of the Lord.
并且与主的形体拥有这种充满爱的关系，充满爱的连结的这种人，就是最高级的瑜伽师。
So oftentimes, you know, we're not with each other, but we love each other.
We are with each other and we love each other.
A lot of times we love our friend, we love our, you know, everyone in our relationships. We have love for them, but we're not always with them physically, right?
所以说很多时候我们有各种各样的人际关系，在这些关系当中我们很喜欢很爱我们的朋友啊，或者是伴侣啊，或者是亲人啊等等，但是虽然说有这些充满爱的关系，但我们并没有实际的和对方在一起。
But whenever we remember our loved one, we also have a feeling of love for that person.
而任何时候当我们记忆起我们所爱的人的时候，内心就会升起这种对于这个人的这种充满爱的感觉。
Right, and we may even talk to them in our mind.
我们甚至可能在自己的心意里都会和这个人说话。
Of course, now we have WeChat.
当然我们大家现在都有微信了，所以说
Anyway, we have a relationship. There's a connection. There's a relationship of love.
但总的来说，我们就是有各种各样的这种关系，然后在这个关系当中，我们都和对方有着这种充满爱的连结。
That's the main thing.
这就是最主要的。
That feeling of love and appreciation we have for each other.
这种我们对于彼此充满爱和欣赏与感恩的感受，这种就是最主要的。
Yeah, whether we're seeing each other face to face or not, it doesn't really matter so much because the relationship is there.
而我们有没有就是面对面的和对方在一起，那么这并不重要，因为我们已经和对方有这种就是充满爱和欣赏的关系了。
Yeah, so Krishna is saying that the yogi who is aware of his relationship with the Lord as a source of his life, that's the highest yogi.
所以 Krishna 就说到，对于一个瑜伽师而言，如果他觉知到他与主之间的这种关系，并且这种关系the relationship is
one who's aware of the relationship one has with the Lord as a source of his life.
OK, 所以说如果一个瑜伽师能够觉知到他与主之间的这种关系，并且觉知到主就是他的生命的源头，那么这就是最高级的瑜伽师。
Yeah, because that's real, it's not imaginary.
因为这才是真实的，这并不是一种想象出来的体验。
Yeah, so whether one is thinking of the Lord within the heart or praying to the form of the deity and rendering service to the deity, it's the same.
因此无论一个人是在内心当中想着主，还是说在对神像祈祷来崇拜神像，那么二者都是一样的。
But Bhakti Yoga is especially practical.
但是奉爱瑜伽实际上是非常讲究实，非常切乎实际的。
Yeah, because we're not just passively meditating. although that's there.
嗯，因为我们并不仅仅是在进行风爱瑜伽休息的过程中，只是被动的在冥想。虽然我们确实也有被动的在冥想。
Bhakti yoga means to engage, the senses and the mind in the service of the Lord.
嗯，风爱服务 Bhakti yoga 就意味着把我们的心意和感官都运用起来，运用来对主的做服务。
Is very practical.
因此它是非常实际的。
And therefore, it's especially, practical for all devotees, whether they're a beginner yogi or an advanced yogi.
嗯，因此的话呢，这样的一种修习方式，那么对于所有的奉献者来说，无论是刚刚进入的，还是说已经是非常进步高阶的奉献者而言，那么都是非常实际、非常实用的。
So when when Rupa Goswami met Lord Chaitanya, he was instructed by him for 10 days.
嗯，当 Rupa Goswami 刚刚遇到主 Chaitanya 的时候，他就从主 Chaitanya 那里得到了有长达10天的教导。
And that instruction that Rupa Goswami received from Lord Chaitanya later on became the basis of the Nectar of Devotion.
嗯，而 Rupa Goswami 在主 Chaitanya 那里所获得的这些训示，就在后来成为了这个奉爱的甘露这本书的根基。
Which is a manual for a sadhana bhakti and raganuga bhakti.
嗯，而实际上这本书的话呢，对于 sadhana bhakti 和 raganuga bhakti 来说，就真的像是一本实操手册一样。
So one of the instructions Lord Chaitanya gave to Rupa is a quotation actually from the Narada Pancharatra.
Narada Pancharatra.
Yes.
嗯，所以说，而这个其中之一的这个训示，对主 Chaitanya 给予 Rupa Goswami 的其中之一的训示，实际上是一个引言，是来自于 Narada Pancharatra 这本书当中的。
It's Sarva Padi Vinirmuktam Tat Paradvena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchite. So.The translation is, devotional service means to engage all of our senses, including the mind, in the service of the Lord.
嗯，所以说这个梵文诗节的译文就是奉爱服务意味着把我们所有的感官，包括我们的心意，完完全全的运用在对主的服务之中。
And one of the names of the Lord is Hrishikesha.
嗯 ，Hrishikesha。
Mm-hmm.
嗯，而主的名字，圣名之一就叫做 Hrishikesha。
And that means that the Lord is the controller of the senses or the owner of the senses. The senses belong to him.
嗯，而这个圣名的名字 Hrishikesha 的意思就是说主。是这个感官的控制者，或者叫做主是感官的拥有者，所以说相当于就是说，这个他是感官的主人。
So Isha means the master or the lord.
嗯 ，Isha 的意思就是主人的意思。
And so Hrishika are the senses.
嗯，而 Hrishika 的意思就是感官的意思。
Yeah, so Hrishikesha means the Lord or the Master or the Owner of the senses.
嗯，所以说 Hrishikesha 这个梵文词组合在一起，意思就是说是感官的主人的意思。
So the Lord Chaitanya is saying that when we engage our senses and our mind in the service of the Lord, our senses become purified.
嗯，所以说主柴坦尼亚就说过，当我们把心意和感官完全运用在奉爱服务当中的时候，我们的感官就会获得净化。
Specifically, two things happen.
特别是有两件事会发生。
Sarva upadhi vinir muktam. So sarva means all.
Sarva 的意思就是所有。
Upadhi means our material designations.
而 upadhi 的意思就是我们物质的名号。
Like, I believe I'm a man, or you believe you're a woman.
所以说这个物质的名号意思就是说，比如说我认为我是一个男人，然后你认为你是个女人等等。
Or I think I'm American and you think you're Chinese.
或者我认为我是一个美国人，而你认为你是中国人。
Or I'm a householder and he's a sannyasi.
然后或者是我认为我是一个居士，而那个人呢，他是一个 sannyasi 托钵僧呢。
These are called upadhi or material designations.
所以说这一切就被叫做 upadhi 物质的名号的意思。
It's not who we really are.
而物质的名号并没有代表我们真正的我。
So this verse is saying that when we engage our mind and our senses in the service of the Lord, that we actually become freed of these upadhis or material designations.
因此这个梵文诗句就说到，当我们真正的把自己的感官和心意都运用在对主的服务之中，我们就实际上就真的是让自己从这些物质的名号upadhi当中解脱自由了出来。
So that's one of the results of serving the deity.
而这就是服务神像所带来的结果之一。
And the other result is one becomes freed of material desires.
而其他的结果，比如说，就是人从这个物质欲望当中解脱了出来。
Yeah, so by engaging in sadhana bhakti, by hearing and chanting and serving the Lord,
因此通过进行 sadhana bhakti, 通过聆听和念诵和服务神，服务主。
We become freed of material designations.
我们就从这个物质的名号当中解脱了出来。
And we become freed of material desires.
并且也从物质的欲望当中解脱了出来。
Our material concept of life disappears.
我们对于人生、对于生命的物质化的概念就会逐渐消失。
Even while we have this mind and body.
即便我们还依然拥有这具躯体和心意。
We're like a coconut.
我们就像是一个椰子。
Yeah, so when a coconut is green, the meat on the inside of the coconut is stuck to the wall of the coconut.
因此当椰子还是绿的时候，还没成熟的时候，这个内壳里面的椰子肉都还是紧紧的附着在这个椰壳上的。
But as the coconut dries out, the meat separates from the wall of the coconut and it, you know, it can rattle around inside if you move it.
而随着这个椰子要是逐渐的比如说成熟并且是变干，对，变干的话，那么这个内部的椰肉然后就会从内壁上剥落下来，如果你摇晃这个椰子的话，还会听到那个咕噜咕噜的声音。
Yeah, so when we serve the deity of the Lord, we have to engage all of our, we have to engage our mind and our senses.
因此当我们在服务主的神像的时候，就必须得把心意和这个感官都运用在其中。
Yeah, it's very practical.
因此这是非常讲究实际的。
Right, we have to offer incense and flowers and cook food.
我们必须要供奉上花朵呀，然后还要这个烹饪食物啊。
We have to do many actions with our body and our mind.
我们必须要用自己的身体和心意去进行许多的活动。
And then we offer it to the Lord.
然后我们又把这一切的活动全部都供奉给主。
And we bow down and we say prayers.
我们顶拜神像，然后念出祷文。
And we do it many times a day.
并且一天当中很多次都这样做。
And we sit in front of the deity and we chant Hare Krishna.
然后我们坐在神像面前念诵 Hare Krishna。
We use our body to bow down.
我们用自己的身体来顶拜神像。
So our eyes are engaged, our ears are engaged, our nose is engaged, our tongue is engaged, all the senses are engaged.
因此我们的眼睛运用在服务之中，我们的耳朵、鼻子、舌头，这些所有的一切的感官都运用在对神像的服务之中。
Of course, the mind is the key ingredient, because you cannot, the mind is considered the sixth sense.
当然心意被认为是第六种感官，在这些所谓的服务当中，心意被当作是最关键最核心的成分。
Yeah, because unless we engage our mind, we can't really engage our senses very well.
因为除非我们能够把自己的心意运用在服务之中，否则我们是无法能够很好的把自己的感官运用在服务之中的。
Otherwise, we're just going through the motions.
Going to motions.
We're going through the motion of bhakti, but we're not really there.
而否则如果没有把心意运用在服务之中，我们只不过是在进行着这种比较机械性的活动而已，然后但实际上自己的心根本就没有在那儿。
Yesterday I was listening to a short talk given by Mahatma Prabhu.
Oh, you were listening to that?
So
昨天我就听了这个 Mahatma Prabhu 所讲的一节课。
And he said there's two kinds of chanting.
然后他就说到有两种类型的念诵。
He said there's just chanting and actual chanting.
这两种念诵，一种是只是在念诵，而另一种就是真正
的chanting. You're chanting, sometimes you're talking together, and then sometimes you're chanting again.He said, that's just chanting.
所以说这种只是在念诵这种种类，说你在念诵大家，然后有你在念诵呢，然后干脆和你聊天聊一会儿话，然后聊完天以后过了一会儿，然后再继续的念诵，这个就被叫做只是在念诵而已。
Yeah, somebody asks you, what are you doing? You say, oh, chanting.
如果有人问你在干嘛呢，你说念诵呗。或者是你走在路上。
And at the same time, you're shopping.
而同时你走在这个街上的时候，在念诵的时候，顺便还看看四周的这个商店的橱窗，然后看一下要买些什么。
Oh, what are you doing?
你在干嘛呢？
Oh, just chanting.
我就是在念诵呗。
Yeah, so that's not real chanting.
但是这种并不是真正的念诵。
Actual chanting means that you sit down, and when you chant, you're there and you're not doing anything else.
而真正的念诵意味着在你念诵的时候，你坐在那里就真的是全身心的在那里念诵，而不是在做着其他的事情或者想着其他的事情。
Yeah, so to actually engage our senses in the service of the Lord, the mind has to be there.
因此要让自己的感官完完全全的进行着对主的奉爱服务，那就意味着我们的心意也必须要投入在其中。
Yeah, so Lord Chaitanya, he also talks about the importanceof being present when you're performing bhakti yoga and practice.
主 Chaitanya 也曾经强调过，就是在进行奉爱瑜伽的这个练习阶段的过程当中的，一定要对服务、对活动的这种临在的重要性。
Yeah, so you can't be engaged in devotional service and at the same time, you know, meditating on.Something else, some material desire.
你不可能就是在进行奉爱服务的同时，心意里面还冥想着其他的事物，比如说一些物质欲望。
So if you're actually, you know, engaging your senses and mind in the service of the Lord, then you'll become freed of material designations.
而如果你是真正的就是把自己的心意和感官全然的运用在这个奉爱服务之中，那么你就是能够从物质的名号当中解脱出来。
We can say that's actual bhakti.
我们可以说这才是真正的奉爱服务。
And then there's just bhakti.
然后就只是奉爱服务而已。
So Lord Chaitanya, he describes that.
所以说主柴塔尼亚就描述了这一点。
He says, Bhukti Mukti Spriha Yavat Pishachi Ridi Vartate Tavad Bhakti Sukhasyatra Katam Abhyudayo Bhavet. He compares material desires, desires for happiness in this world or desires for liberation to be two witches.
Two witches, like the female,
like a witch.
W-I-T-C-H.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So if you're wanting material desires, if you want to enjoy in this world, or if you want liberation, like being haunted by a ghost or under the spell of a witch.
I see. Okay. 所以说主柴塔尼亚就曾经做了这样的一个比喻，他就说，想要在这个物质世界获得享乐、获得幸福的物质欲望，或者是想要获得解脱的欲望，他就把这两种欲望比喻作是，就是有点类似于，受到了巫婆受到了这种恶人的诅咒，受到了恶人的这种咒语的这种影响，或者是有点像被鬼附身的那种。
Yeah, so in Sanskrit, a witch is called a pisha.
Pisha.
Yeah.
在梵文当中，对这个女巫或者叫巫婆的这个梵文词叫做 pisha。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he uses this word in his song Jeev Jago.
Jeev Jago. 而 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在他的那个一首歌叫做 Jeev Jago 这首歌里面就用了这个 Pisha 这个词。
Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gora Chandra Bole.Kota Nidra Yayomaya Pisha Chita Kore. You wake up sleeping, so you're sleeping on the lap of a witch called Maya.
所以说这个他的这个歌词这一节的话，意思就是说赶紧醒来吧，沉睡的个体灵魂，你们一直沉睡在这个女巫的腿上，这个女巫就是 Maya。
Yeah, so when we're daydreaming, right? We're just imagining, lamenting the past, or imagining, hoping for happiness in the future. We're under the spell of Maya. We're in a dream state.
Dream state. 因此就是当我们在做着白日梦的时候，也就是说当我们在悲叹着过去，回忆着过去，或者是在想象着在未来获得快乐幸福，那么此时我们实际上就是处于玛雅的这个魔咒的影响之下，就是在做着白日梦而已。
Yeah, we're not awake and present, we're lost in our mind dreaming.
而我们没有在当下此刻觉醒，反而是迷失在这个心意的梦境之中。
SoLord Chaitanya is saying as long as you're under this spell and you're dreaming that you're separate from Krishna.
所以说主柴塔尼亚就说，只要你还就是处于这个 Maya 的魔咒的影响之下，只要你还做着梦就是在梦里面认为自己是与主是与 Krishna 相分离的。
He says this will prevent you from experiencing the blissof devotional service.
然后他说只要你还是处于这种 Maya 的魔咒影响之下，只要你还是梦想着想象着自己是独立于 Krishna 与主相分离的这种情况下，那么这就会阻碍你来体验到奉爱服务的极乐。
So if we actually engage our mind and our senses in the service of the Lord, then we'll become freed. You know, the spell of Maya will be broken.
而如果我们是真正的在把自己的心意和感官都运用在对主的服务之中，那么 Maya 给我们施加的魔咒就完全会被打破。
And we'll experience a higher taste.
而我们就会体验到更高的品味。
Even in the beginning, if the lower taste remains, we'll experience a higher taste.
If the what remains?
We may still have a lower taste, you know, remaining. We'll still have the mind and its thoughts, but we'll have a breakthrough and experience the self.
I see. 而即便是在奉爱服务的初始阶段，我们依然还保留着一些较低的品位，就依然心意还会出现各种各样的念头啊等等的，然后或者会去认同于这些念头，但是的话呢，这种更高的品位都会给我们带来这种突破。
You can say this is the stage of an Nishtha Bhakti.
我们可以把这个叫做 Nishtha Bhakti.
Krishna, he also describes this.In the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 也在博迦梵歌当中描述了这一点。
Let's see. I'm trying to find it so that I can, so you can look it up. Here it is. Okay. Do you have the Bhagavad Gita with you? Maybe you don't.
Maybe not. No? But I.
Oh, you always rely on your computer. I see. Can Samukhi Radha? Can she look up? Is she able to look up Bhagavad Gita and put it on the screen?
Samukhi Radha ji, 你在不在？能不能看一下《博迦梵歌》，就是这个拍给我或者怎么样？因为那个下载的话，你发给我的还需要再等一会儿，我才能下载到。
259，
第二章的第59诗节。
So I'll just read it, and if she brings it up in the screen, then you can read the translation. Otherwise, I'll just paraphrase it.
Oh, okay. She can actually take a picture for me, send to me on WeChat.
cool.
Okay. 所以说 Smoky Malaji 就麻烦你把第二章的第五十九诗节拍给我，在微信上发给我吧，谢谢。Okay, Guru Maharaj, please go ahead.
Okay, and this is Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, text 59.
所以我们就一起来看一下博迦梵歌的第二章的第五十九诗节。
Another famous verse.
又是一个非常出名的诗节。
Vishaya vinivartante niharashadena raso vrajam risopyasya param drishva nivartante. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness.
I got it.体困灵魂也可能抑制感官的享乐。但对感官对象的嗜好还会依然存在。如果能够以更高的品味的体验来放弃感官享乐的活动，这个人便能专注于知觉之中。
So, in the beginning of Sadhana Bhakti, we still may have material desires.
因此在 Bhakti 的初始阶段，我们可能依然还有各种各样的物质欲望。
But we are engaging our mind and our senses in the service of the Lord.
但是我们把自己的心意和感官运用在对主的服务之中。
Right, maybe before we used to eat meat.
比如说可能我们之前都会吃肉。
Yeah, and...It's disgusting to me, but I never had a problem giving up meat. But I know some devotees who do, you know, that they still crave that taste.
但是对我本人来说，吃肉这个东西还是挺恶心的。当然我知道这只是我自己，就是要放弃吃肉的话，并不是很难的一件事儿。但是我知道有些奉献者还是会怀念那个肉的味道。
But now we are, you know, offering vegetarian foodstuffs to the Lord and eating that and enjoying that.
而现在我们把这些素食的食物供奉给主，然后我们就来，然后过后就可以享用这些美味。
And just by taking prasadam that's been, you know, sincerely offered to the Lord with love, one gradually becomes freed of one's material concept of life.
而我们只要真诚地把食物供奉给主，然后并且后来荣耀这个 prasadam 的话，那么渐渐的这就会帮助我们从对于生命、对于人生的物质化的概念当中解脱出来。
Yeah, so not only are we, you know, now eating food in the mode of goodness, we're also eating food that has lost its material qualities and regained its transcendental vibration.
因此我们不仅是享用着这个处于善良属性的食物，并且我们所食用的这些食物的话呢，已经失去了它的物质的属性，而重获了它的超然的震动。
Maybe previously we used to listen to rock and roll or sentimental love songs.
也许在就是成为奉献者之前，我们听的音乐都是什么摇滚乐啊，或者是这种情歌呀什么的。
But now, and that would just increase our identification, you know, with the imaginary past and future.
而这些听的这种物质属性的这些歌的话呢，只会加强我们对于过去和未来的认同而已。
Yeah, deepen our bodily conception of life.
加深我们对于人生的这种物质化的概念。
Yeah, but we didn't give up music. Now we listen to beautiful kirtans.
但是我们现在并没有放弃听歌呀，并没有放弃音乐啊，然后而是转而去聆听这些超然的 kirtan.
And that awakens, you know, our bhakti, our affection for the Lord and His name.
而这就会唤醒我们的 bhakti, 唤醒我们对于主和他的圣名的感情。
Yeah, so Krishna is saying in this verse, you know, in the beginning you still may have, you know, a little taste, you know, for material life, but at the same time you start to experience the joy of being and your relationship with the Supreme Being, and that's a much higher taste.
因此在这个世界当中 Krishna 就说到，可能在最开始的时候还依然对于这个物质生活的物质享乐还有这么一点的这种欲望或者是品味，而同时的话呢，他也可以开始去感受到这个存在的喜悦，并且感受到与至尊的存在的关系所带来的喜悦，而这就是更高的品味。
But by, you know, regularly experiencing a higher taste, then your consciousness becomes fixed.
而通过有规律的去体验到这个更高的品位，对，通过有规律的体验到更高的品位，一个人的知觉就会稳定下来。
And that means you don't want to fall back into ignorance.
而这就意味着你不愿意再次的跌入到愚昧无知之中了。
Yeah, so this is Ajamila's situation now.
而这就是阿加米勒现在所处的境地。
Yep, he's left home.He's gone to Hardwar, a holy place. He's living in a Vishnu temple.
他离开了他的家，然后到了这样一个圣地哈尔德瓦尔。
And he's engaging his mind and his senses in the service of the Lord.
然后在那里的 Vishnu 的神庙当中，他就把自己的心意和感官全然的运用在对主的服务之中。
And very practically speaking, for one who does that, one who'sengaged full time in hearing and chanting and serving the Lord, he's no longer in the material world.
而从很实际的层面来看，一个人如果把所有的时间都运用在聆听、念诵、对主的服务当中，sorry, Guru Maharaj, what's the last sentence?
One is really not in the material world.
而这实际上就 这个就是表明这个奉献者就真的没有处于这个物质世界了。
Yeah, when you're walking down the street and you're chanting Hare Krishna, you're really not in Beijing.
当你走在大街上唱着 Hare Krishna 的时候，你就真的没有是身处北京。
Yeah, you're in the spiritual world.
而你是身处在灵性世界之中。
And similarly, wherever you are, when you're engaged in your mind and your senses in the service of the Lord, you're transcending the material world and you're in the spiritual world.
因此，无论你身处何处，只要你把自己的心意和感官都运用在对主的服务之中，此时你就是在超越这个物质世界，而身处于灵性世界之中。
If you're actually present.
当然如果你是真正的在服务当中是临在的话。
For that moment, for those moments, you're transcendentally situated. Your mind is purified, senses are purified. Everything's connected, reconnected with the Lord.
那么就在那些时刻，在那些你真正临在于当下的这些时刻，当你在做服务的时候，你就是处于这种超然的境界，你的感官、你的心意完完全全都被净化了，而你把所有的一切都重新建立了与主之间的连接。
In one sense, everything is spiritual, and nothing is disconnected from the Lord because everything comes from Him.
此时一个人就能看到所有的一切都来源于主，没有任何事物是与主相断联的，因为主就是万物之源。
It's only our consciousness that appears disconnected when we identify with the mind and the body and we see everything as separate from the Lord. But in reality, nothing is separate.
而只有当我们的知觉是完完全全认同于心意当中的那些念头，心这些假我的时候，那么才会感觉好像是与主相分离的、相断联的。但是从真相来看，从现实来看，所有的一切都是与主相关联的。
Yeah. So when we intentionally and consciously engage our mind and our senses in the service of the Lord, then everything becomes spiritualized. Everything, the illusion is removed.
因此当我们有觉知的并且是有意图的把感官和心意运用在对主的服务之中，那么所有的一切都被灵性化了，幻觉也都被移除掉了。
So that's the beauty of sadhana bhakti. It's very practical.
而这就是 sadhana bhakti 的大美之在。大美所在，这个就是非，也就是说它是非常实际的。
And it can be applied no matter what your environment is, wherever you are.
因此是无论你身处何处，或者你身处怎样的环境当中，你都可以运用起来的这个 sadhana bhakti。
Okay, so I'll stop speaking and just open it up for any questions or comments.
所以说现在正课就讲完了，大家如果有问题的话呢，或者是想交流分享一下都欢迎。就是大家如果有问题或者是想分享的话呢，就可以发上来哈。
嗨，就是呢，请大家提问，到提问时间了。稍等一下。
谢谢你。 Okay, I have one question.看到这个问题了，是 Hari Vamsa Prabhu 问的，什么是对 Krishna 真正有体验，或者说品尝到 Krishna 的甘美？So Hari Vamsa Prabhu is asking, what is to have the real taste about Krishna? Or what is actually tasting the nectar of Krishna?
Well, I like the description that Vaisheshika Prabhu gives of Bhakti Yoga.
Oh, give his description about Bhakti Yoga?
Yeah, he calls it the Yoga of Gratitude.
Oh, 我特别喜欢就是 Vaisheshika Prabhu 对于奉爱瑜伽的描述，他就把奉爱瑜伽称为叫做感恩的瑜伽。
And so Bhakti Yoga just means engaging, you know, actively engaging in a relationship with Krishna.
而奉爱瑜伽就意味着积极主动地投入到与 Krishna 的关系之中。
Yeah, to admit that, you know, that I, you know, I exist because of the Lord, I'm his servant.
能够真正的去承认，去意识到，就是我之所以是存在，都是由于主，而我就是主的仆人。
So our relationship with the Lord begins, when we, have faith that God exists.
而我们与主之间的关系，就始至于当我们开始相信，神是存在的这样一个始至于这样的信念。
Some people think that they exist and the world exists by accident. It's just a material accident. There's no cause.
因为有些人认为这个物质世界之所以会存在，会出现，都是完全属于偶发现象，就是那种纯属意外事件。
Right, that there's really no such thing as life or consciousness, that everything is just a result of chemical interactions.
他们认为就是说这个没有这种生命或者是知觉或者是意识的存在，所有的一切都不外乎是这种化学物质的相互作用所引发造成的。
Right, so there's no God, no cause.
因此没有神的存在，也没有这种原因，就是因缘的存在。
You're just born and you die and that's it.
然后所以人就只是出生然后死亡，仅此而已。
And then there's others who believe that everything is God and I'm God.
然后还有其他一群人就认为所有的一切都是神，我也是神。
Again, there's no relationship, no one to say thank you to.
当然在这种信念之下的话呢，你就没有任何的这种关系。既然没有关系的话，你没有另一个对象可以是你可以去说谢谢，去表达你的感恩的。
But those who are a little bit spiritually awakened.
而对于那些在灵性上有一丁点觉醒的人来说，
They understand that life is divine.
他们明白生命是神圣的。
It's very precious.
生命是非常珍贵的。
And there's a supreme being, a supreme cause of life.
并且有至尊的存在，至尊的源头，它是万事万物的源头。
So as soon as you can admit that, then your bhakti begins.
而一旦当你开始能够承认这个至尊源头的存在，此时你和至尊主之间的关系就开始了。
That's the beginning of the relationship.
这就是关系的开始点。
And so Bhakti Yoga is just the yoga of saying thank you.
因此奉爱瑜伽实际上就是一种去说谢谢您这样一种瑜伽。
Right? When you love someone, when you appreciate someone, you're grateful to them. And there's a happy feeling that comes from that.
当你很爱一个人，当你很感激或者是很欣赏这个人的时候，你自然而然的内心就会对这个人生发出一种感恩的心态， 而在这种感恩的心态之中，就会有一种很快乐和幸福的感觉。
So that's the beginning.
而这就是初始。
So whenever we chant, whenever we offer prasadam, whenever, you know, when we're going about our day, everything reminds us that the Lord is the source of our life and He's the Supreme Father.
Supreme Father. 因此当我们在念诵的时候，当我们在供奉 prasadam 和荣耀 prasadam 的时候，当我们在经历着一天当中各种各样的物质活动的时候，所有的一切都在提醒着我们，主是我们生命的源头。那么，我们
yeah,
主是我们至尊的父亲。
That I belong to you，
都在提醒着我们，就是我是属于神的。
You can say that's the foundational relationship in bhakti。
因此可以说这就是奉爱关系当中的根基。
Yeah, and so we should perform our practical, you know, activities of bhakti and that consciousness of gratitude.
因此我们应该是以这样的一种充满感恩的知觉状态来进行所有的奉爱服务活动的。
Right, if we're conscious, if we're present.
如果我们是有觉知的，如果我们是真正临在的。
When we chant.
当我们在念诵的时候。
Or read Bhagavad Gita.
或者是阅读《博迦梵歌》的时候。
Or attend a kirtan.
或者是参加 kirtan 活动的时候。
Or make an offering.
或者是供奉食物、供奉花朵的时候。
We'll feel pleasure. We'll feel happiness.
我们就会感受到一种愉悦、快乐的心情。
And that's the beginning.
而这就是关系的开始阶段。
But we have to be present. If we just do it mindlessly, then it will just become routine and then maybe even just a burden.
但是我们在进行所有这些活动的时候，就必须是要临在的，否则的话就只不过是机械式的这种心不在焉的这种感觉来做着所有的活动，那这些都成了这种例行程序，然后甚至是会让我们觉得负担重，就是要做这么多的这些奉爱服务呢。
And as Prabhupada he says, one of the things he says that I love so much.He says that any person, see if I can find the quote in my, my list of quotes.
Okay. 说古鲁现在引用的是帕帕说过的一句话，是他最喜欢帕帕说过的一句，其中的一句话。
Let's see. Oh, Prabhupada said in a lecture.Anyone, anywhere, any level can sincerely pray to God with feeling and God will reciprocate.
所以说帕帕在一次课堂当中就说到过这样一句话，任何地方的任何一个人，处于任何一种阶段的这样一种人，只要他真诚地向主祈祷，那么主就会真诚地带着情感地向主祈祷，那么主就会回应他。
And then Prabhupada, he asked the question, how to pray with feeling?
然后帕帕就说了这句话以后就提出了一个问题，那我们可以怎样才能够带着情感的来祈祷呢？
He said, if you know your position, then you can pray with feeling.
他说，如果你知道你的位置，那么你就能够带着情感来祈祷。
So what is our position?
那么我们的位置是什么呢？
Practically, we are drowning in the ocean of Maya. We're helpless.
就从实际来看的话，我们都是在这个 Maya 的物质海洋当中，这个溺水的这种感觉，然后基本上是很无助的。
So if you're drowning in the ocean and someone comes and rescues you, you know, how are you going to feel?
而如果你在海水里就是都快淹死了，突然间有个人冒了出来把你给拯救了，你会有什么样的感觉呢？
Extremely relieved, extremely happy, and extremely grateful.
是不是你感到一种极度的释然，感到一种极度的快乐，并且对方感到一种极度的这种感恩？
And so that's bhakti is very simple, but very authentic.
Authentic. 因此 bhakti 真的是非常简单，但却是非常，并且是非常真实的。
Yeah, it's not a ritual.
它不是一种仪式化的东西。
It has to be performed consciously.
必须是我们要有觉知的在进行着的奉爱服务才是真正的 bhakti。
Then one will definitely feel happy.
那么这样的话一个奉献者一个人就肯定会感到快乐幸福的。
You can't be grateful and not happy at the same time. It's not possible.
你是不可能就是既感到感恩而同时又感到不快乐不幸福这是不可能的。
Okay. Thank you, Hari Vamsa. I think that he lives with Govinda Nandini in Xi'an, right? Maybe they move.
谢谢哈瑞王萨帕布的问题。而顾鲁在回忆哈就是您跟Govinda Nandini Mataji 是夫妇对吧？你们俩都住在西安是吧？
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, there are several questions. Okay, 我们来看接下来的问题。啊，真抓普布的问题，看帕布的讲课翻译的翻译，即使拥有超然知识，也无法组织人从事一些罪恶活动吧？所以有堕落一说是吗？So Rajendra Prabhu is asking, even if a person has the transcendental knowledge, but still having the transcendental knowledge doesn't prevent the person from doing sinful activities, thereby there's a saying of, you know, falling down. Is that right?
Yes, and you know, we'd have to examine what you mean by transcendental knowledge. Just, you know something theoretically or you realize something?
我们得首先来检验一下你在这里所提到的超然的知识是什么。因为超然知识也可以分为两种，一种是理论性的理解，而另一种是实际的体验。
It's just like the question that Krishna asked, Arjuna asked Krishna a question in, it's the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
所以这就正如是Arjuna 在薄伽梵歌当中问的 Krishna 的这个问题是在第二章。
And so, or maybe it's the third chapter.
可能也是第三章。
Let me look here. Oh, yes. Chapter 3, verse 36.
第三章的第36诗节。
He says, what is it?That causes me to act sinfully, even if I know that I shouldn't do it.
所以说这个世界很简单，就是 Arjuna 在问 Krishna， 就说到底是什么在激发着我，就是在导致我去进行罪恶的活动呢？即便我都不愿意去进行这些罪恶活动，但是感觉都像是被强迫一样。
Theoretically, we may know that we're not the mind or the body.
在理论上，我们当然知道我们不是这具躯体，不是这个心意。
And theoretically, we may understand that if we do something sinful, that we're going to have to suffer the reaction.
并且在理论上，我们也明白，如果要是做了这种罪恶活动的话，肯定就会遭受这种罪恶的这种不好的业报。
So then, why do we do it?
那我们为什么要去做这些罪恶活动呢？
And Krishna says it's lust.
而 Krishna 就回答到，那就是由于色欲。
It arises out of the mode of passion.
色欲来自于激情属性。
And when it's not satisfied, when the lust isn't satisfied, it turns to anger.
当色欲没有得到满足的时候，就转变成了愤怒。
And then we become lost.
Lost.
Yeah, lost in the mind, lost in illusion.
而后我们就变得迷失于心意之中。
And so then there's a whole conversation about lust and how to overcome it.
然后这个我博加凡戈进展到这儿就有一整块的这个对话，就是在谈论色欲以及谈论怎样去战胜克服色欲。
Again, it comes back to what are we going to do with the mind and the senses? Are we going to engage the mind and the senses in the service of Krishna or in Maya?
所以说再一次又回到了这个问题，我们是怎么样来运用自己的心意和感官呢？是把心意和感官运用在对 Krishna 的服务之中，还是运用在对 Maya 的这个当中呢？
It comes down to the free will of the jiva.
所以说这最终就回归到了个体灵魂的这个自由意志。
Yeah, so Krishna says, if you contemplate the objects of the senses, you're going to be overcome with the passion and desire.
Passion and desire. So Krishna 就说到，如果你要是去冥想于感官享乐的对象，那么最终这个激情和欲望就会完完全全的把你给笼罩住。
Yeah, and so we have a mind and a body, and we cannot just shut it down.
我们都有一个心意和躯体，我们是不可能只是通过这种关闭，不可能能够做得到，就是把心意和躯体给关闭掉。
We can't run away and go live in a cave.
我们没办法能够逃离，然后跑到山洞里面去生活。
Yeah, so but if we engage, you know, our eyes and our ears and our senses in serving the Lord.
但是如果我们把眼睛、把耳朵、把所有的感官都应用在服务主之中。
And then we'll feel inner happiness.
而后我们就能感受到内在的快乐。
And we won't be overcome by the power of lust.
那么此时我们就不会被色欲给征服了。
But if we're not careful and we don't carefully, consciously engage our mind and our senses in the service of the Lord, then we'll be overpowered by lust.
但是如果我们没有小心，没有有觉知的把感官和心意运用在对主的服务之中，那么我们就会被色欲给征服掉。
So part of actually, you know, coming to transcendental realization is to learn that lesson.
所以说到达这个超然的觉悟的境地，其中之一就是要领悟到这个课题，这个教训。
Right, we keep touching the fire and getting burned, and then eventually we stop doing that.
我们不断的去玩火，然后不断的被这个火给烫着，给烧着，而最终的话呢，我们就会明白，再也不去玩火了。
I hope that answers your question.
我希望这个回答到了你的问题。Okay, next one.
Yes.
OK, 我们来看下一个问题。Shama Kripa Dasi Mataji 问的 Dimba Guru Maharaja, 感谢翻译。有奉献者的问题，他说今早念诵时脑子里蹦出来的念头，我们修习 Krishna 知觉会自然体验到应该是体验到凡超灵八个万的阶段，那超灵跟主 Krishna 本人对于奉献者来讲具体的区别在哪里？ So Shama Kripa is asking on behalf of another devotee. He's saying that during the morning chanting, there's a thought jumping into his mind, saying the thought is we practice Krishna consciousness and naturally we will beexperiencing the Brahman, the Super Soul, and the Bhagavan. And then for devotees, what are the specific differences between Super Soul and Krishna himself?
Well, Krishna, that's explained in the Bhagavatam. In the first canto, second chapter.
在第一篇的第二章的博加瓦坦当中讲到。
I think it's text 11 or 13, but I'm not going to look it up.
Okay, 应该是第11或者是13世界，不过在这里我就不去继续引用了。
Yeah, the Bhagavatam says, Vedanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajganam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti sabjate, that the absolute truth is one.
所以说这个师姐就说到绝对真理是一。
And although it's one, it's realized in three different features.
虽然绝对真理是一，但是却是以三个不同的阶段来被觉悟到的。
The first feature is oneness.
第一个特点就是一。
That everything is connected. It's one bright energy of consciousness. So that's called Brahman.
So 这就被称为梵。
But then one realizes that the Brahman itself has a source.
而然后一个人就能觉悟到梵本身还是有一个源头的。
Just like the sun.
就像太阳一样。
It's just light and heat.
太阳就是光和热。
There's no distinction.
No distinction between what?
Yeah, it's the same. Light and heat is the same everywhere.
而光和热在任何一个地方都是一样的，是没有区别的。
Yeah, there is a sun globe. There's a source of the light and the heat.
但是的话呢，却有这个太阳这个星体本身的存在，它是光和热的源头。
And then eventually one may see that the source of the globe and the light and the heat is the sun god himself, Surya Narayan.
而最终的话，一个人就会看到，在这个星体的源头以及所有的光和热的源头，那就是太阳神本人。
Yeah, so Bhagavan is only realized or revealed to those who have pure devotion.
而 Bhagavan 只会向那些拥有纯粹的奉爱的奉献者给揭示出来。
Now, those who realize Bhagavan, they also realize Brahman and also Paramatma. They see those things.
而那些觉悟到了 Bhagavan 的人是也能够同时看到，同时觉悟到梵和觉悟到超灵的。
Yeah, pure devotees also realize Brahman and also realize Paramatma, but they also realize Bhagavan.
所以说纯粹的奉献者也是觉悟到 Brahman, 觉悟到梵以及觉悟到 Paramatma, 超灵，但同时他们也是觉悟到 Bhagavan, 至尊梵本人的。
Yeah, they realize everything is simultaneously one and different.
他们觉悟到所有的一切都是即一即一。
But those who are not devotees,
而对于那些非奉献者来说，
they only realize Brahman. They don't realize Paramatma and Bhagavan.
所以说对于那些不是奉献者的人来说，他们只觉悟到 Brahman, 觉悟到梵，但是却没有觉悟到超灵或至尊梵。
Yeah, so these higher levels of realization are revealed. They can't, you cannot understand it by your own endeavor.
Endeavor. 因此这些更高的觉悟，更高的觉悟是向你被揭示出来的，所以说不是说靠一个人自己的努力、自己的拼搏，然后自己想自己的这种意愿就能够觉悟到的。
Yeah, we cannot force God to reveal himself.
我们是不能够强迫神、强迫他来向我们揭示出来他自己的。
He only reveals himself to one who he is pleased with.
他只会向他对此感到非常被取悦的奉献者才会揭示他自己。
Yeah, so that requires our surrender.
而这就是需要我们能够臣服于他才行。
and to our willingness to please the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant.
取决于我们在多大程度上愿意去取悦他的仆人的仆人的仆人。
Okay.
Okay. Next one. 我们来看下一个问题。Lily 这位奉献者 Mataji 问的 ,Hare Krishna, 现代生活中如果家中不方便时如何接待一位 Vaishnava 才合适在外用餐或场合等。So this Mataji is asking that in modern life, if it's inconvenient to accept a Vaishnava at home, then how to accept a Vaishnava like when going outside, eating outside or in other occasions?
I'm not sure I really understand the question.
Oh, maybe because my translation. So I think maybe she's saying that if she cannot accept a Vaishnava, like to, how to say, being hospitable.
What does it mean, accept a Vaishnava? I'm missing that.
Sorry, Guru Maharaj. How to be a host.
So she's saying it may not be possible for her to have devotees come to her house.
Come to her home. And then how to be a host, how to deal with a Vaishnava, trying to maybe buy the person a dinner in a restaurant, something like that.
So can you read it again to me?
So if it's inconvenient in the home to be the host of a Vaishnava, then how to be a host of a Vaishnava when going out to eat, eating outside or in other occasions?
Well, you can always, there's six loving exchanges between Vaishnavas.
所以说在奉献者之中有六种交换爱的方式。
Now, this can be performed in your home or outside your home.
而这六种充满交换爱的方式的话是既可以在家进行也可以在外面进行的。
One is to give gifts and receive gifts.
其中方式之一就是去赠予礼物以及接受礼物。
Yeah, so it's not only important to give, but it's also important to receive.
所以说给送礼也是很重要的但同时的话接受别人的礼物也是很重要的
Yeah, because when we give a gift to others, they feel loved.
因为当我们把礼物送给别人的时候对方就会感到被爱
and when we receive a gift from others, they also feel loved. If we don't receive it, then they feel, unloved.
而当我们接受别人送给的礼物的时候然后对方就会感到我们接受了他的爱而如果我们要是拒绝接受别人的礼物的话可能对方就会觉得就是会心里不舒服就会觉得没有得到你的爱
And then you can also offer prasadam or receive prasadam
并且你也可以第二种方式那就是向对方提供 prasadam 然后或者是接受对方提供的 prasadam
Yeah, so if you can't do it at home, then maybe you can have a picnic.
如果你要是无法在家里去向Vaishnava 提供这个 prasada 的话，那么你可以去进行野餐那样的一种方式。
And then the third or aspect of a loving relationship is to reveal your mind and confidence, to share, your thoughts and your feelings and what's important to you with someone else, or to listen to them and understand them.
Understand them. 而关于这种爱的关系的第三个方面，那就是在机密之中倾吐，吐露心声，然后这意味着你愿意把你的心里面的想法、你的感受，分享给对方。你愿意把一些 并不可能对很多人所谈到的这些话语这些事情袒露给这个人，而同样的对方也愿意就是去把他的这些比较私密的一些话语然后来告诉你，来得到你的倾听，得到你的理解。
So these are the six ways that Vaishnavas can associate and exchange love.
是说这些就是 Vaishnava 之间可以分享爱然后进行爱的交流的六种方式。
Okay, next.
Okay, next one. 第二个Nina Manjari, 哎呀 ,Nina Manjari 问的问题。顶拜 Guru Maharaj 在港版的 BJ13.6 到70节要旨当中的第一段的结尾处写道，精微躯体、心念、智力和假我所展现的生命表征是意识和坚定的信心。而在中国版的 BJ 中，这段内容被写到，生命的表征表现为知觉和信念，是精微躯体、心意、自我、假自信的展示，请问该如何去理解这段话里所表达的内容？我在想，应该这个怎么是OK, I need to look at the English translation. 我得看一看这个英文的原版哈。十三 ，So Lina Manjari is asking about the two different word translations of Bhagavad Gita.Chapter 13, 6 to 7 verse. So it's pretty different, those two. So I'm looking
at it. In Chinese, the translation is pretty different?
Yeah, I think in her eyes, in her understanding. She says it's in the purport to the last, the first paragraph, near the end of the first paragraph in the purport.
So chapter 13, which verse?6 to 7. Okay. Okay, 6. Oh, yeah, that's right. It is two verses together there. Okay.
我想想啊，就是 Lila 问的这个问题是去问这个怎么理解这个翻译，还是怎么理解这个英文？我干脆就说让 Guru 讲讲他是怎么理解这段英文的吧。这个中文到底哪个版本的翻译的话，这个等我下来我看一看。So Guru Maharaj, she's asking, could you please illustrate how to understand the last sentence of the first paragraph? I told her the translation, saying later I can, you know, talk with her.
So this is a very technical Sankhya description.
Oh, Guru 说就是你说的这句话是非常术语式的这个 Sankhya 的讨论。
Yeah, so the last sentence is the living symptoms represented by consciousness and convictions are the manifestation of the subtle body, ego,mind, ego, and intelligence. These subtle elements are included within the field of activity. So this is just saying that there's the field and there's a knower of the field, right?
所以说现在关于这句话的具体的讲解，故就说到，那么有场地，同时也有场地的知悉者。
You know, the same thing is described in chapter 7.
同样的一点也在第七章当中被解释到了。
Yeah, so chapter 7 verse 4 describes the material field.
第七章的第四十节就谈到了 material field, 这个物质的场地。
But it's a simpler breakdown of the material energy.
Simpler breakdown of the material energy.
Yeah, like, he separates into different categories, right? The material energy.
Yeah.
So it's a simpler categorization.
Oh, I see. The 7.4. 而第七章的第四十节是一个简单版的这样一个就是分类，对，简单版、简要版的把物质能量拿来给分类的这样一个世界。
Yeah, so in this sentence here, the living symptoms represented by consciousness, convictions are the manifestation of the subtle body, mind, ego, and intelligence. These subtle elements are included in the field of activity. So, there's the field and the knower of the field.
所以说有场地以及场地的知悉者。
Yeah, without the knower of the field, there's no field.
而如果没有场地的知悉者的话，是不存在场地的。
Yeah, so the field depends upon the presence of the knower.
所以说场地的存在是取决于场地的知悉者的临在的。
Right.You have a computer with the software, but without the electricity, nothing works.
对吧？如果你有一台电脑，电脑里面一切完好，但是如果没有电量的话，这个电脑根本就没办法运作。
Yeah, so because of the consciousness or because of the electricity, the computer can function.
而由于有这个知觉，也就是电量，这个电脑才能得以运行。
Yeah, and so unless you had the presence of consciousness, the mind and the intelligence and convictions, nothing would be happening.
所以说除非你是有这个知觉的存在，否则这个心意假我以及这个心这个坚定的信心，这些都是不可能的会发生的。
Yeah, so in this sense, consciousness is also included within the field because without the consciousness, the field would not be working.
因此从这个角度来说，知觉就被包含在了场地之中，因为如果没有知觉的话，那么场地是无法运作的。
Right, so every computer has a battery.
每一个电脑都是有个电池的，对吧？
You could say the battery is part of the computer, but in another sense, it's not. It's independent.
你可以说这个电脑的电池是属于电脑的一部分，但是如果换一个角度来看的话，这个电池本身是独立存在的。
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. 好，问题回答完毕，接下来看下一个问题。这位奉献者问的问题，感恩咕噜的讲课和翻译的服务，请问为什么会有不愿意让美好的时刻流逝，想要时间停留这样的想法，是假我缺乏安全感想要控制吗？So
let me say one more thing.
Oh, okay.
So she should read verse 4 and 5 of chapter 7.
Okay. 利拉曼加瑞guru就说，请你读一下第七章的第四和第五诗节。
Okay.
Okay. 好。So Gumaraj, this Mataji is asking, thank you for your lecture. She's asking why there is actually an idea or a thought that doesn't want the beautiful, the wonderful moments.To pass away and just want the time freezing there so that it's permanent, it's all the time happening. Is it because the false ego lacking security and trying to control?
Exactly. You answered your own question.
你说的完全正确，你自己就回答了你自己的问题了。
Yeah, the whole objective of the false ego is to enjoy pleasure and avoid pain.
Enjoy pleasure and avoid pain. 因为假我的所有的目标就在乎于。假我完所有的目标就是要去享受快乐的时光，而同时避免痛苦。
Yeah, so whatever we experience, the mind takes a picture of it, and that becomes a memory.
因此我们所经历的一切心意都会像是照相机一样拍下了一张照片，然后就作为这个回忆的图像停留在我们的心意之中。
Yeah.And that memory is a little memory of pleasure or a little memory of some pain.
而这样的回忆的图像的话呢，有可能是这种愉悦享乐的图像，或者是这种受苦痛苦不堪的图像。
And so the false ego, thinks how to avoid the pain, and thinks how to get the same pleasure.
因此假我就在思考着如何避免痛苦，如何获得快乐。
And it's in a constant state of fear.
并且假我是持续的处于一种恐惧状态的。
Fear of getting pain, fear of not getting pleasure.
恐惧害怕着就是遭受痛苦，恐惧害怕着自己得不到快乐。
So it's always strategizing how to control everything to avoid pain and get pleasure.
因此假我是不断的在做着各种各样的策略，想要来去掌控一切。然后从而好避免痛苦，获得快乐。
And in this way, it controls our life, and we're asleep.
以这样的方式，假我就在掌控着我们的人生，而我们完全就是处于这种沉睡的状态。
When we surrender to Krishna,
而当我们臣服于 Krishna 的时候
，and realize that we're pure consciousness,
觉悟到自己就是纯粹的灵魂的存在，纯粹的知觉的存在。
And then we trust Krishna.
然后我们就会信任 Krishna.
Yeah, we never know what's going to come next. Only Krishna knows.
我们永远都不会知晓接下来的一刻会发生什么，而有 Krishna 才知道接下来的一刻会发生什么。
And we're in a surrendered state, so we're not trying to control anything. We realize he's in control, and that our life is perfect by his mercy.
Perfect by His mercy. 而我们就处于一种臣服的状态。当我们处于臣服的状态的时候，我们并没有想要去掌控、控制什么，而我们知道是 Krishna 是他本人处于掌控的位置。然后，正是由于他的仁慈，我们的人生就达到了完美。
When I say life, I'm not referring to our life situation.
当我提到人生的时候，我并不是在说我们的这种。种种人生生活的状况或者叫境遇。
I'm talking about life itself, consciousness.
我谈到的这个地方的人生啊，这是我翻译错了啊，也不叫我翻译错，就是没理解 Guru 的意思。那就是我说到的这个词是指生命，生命也就是知觉本身。
Yeah, consciousness isn't created or destroyed.
Consciousness isn't created or destroyed. 所以说知觉是没有被创造出来，也没有被毁灭掉。
It's never disconnected from the source.
知觉从来都没有与知觉的源头断联过。
It's already complete.
知觉本身就已经是完整的。
Yeah, so there's no need to control, and no need to hold on to pleasure, and no need to avoid pain.Consciousness itself is transcendental to all of that.
To all of that. 因此，知觉它是没有这种想要去控制的需求，知觉不需要去紧抓住享乐，或者紧抓住愉悦，或者紧抓住快乐不放手。知觉并不是想要去避免痛苦，知觉本身就已经超越了所有的这一切。Sorry, Guru Maharaj, what's the last sentence? Transcendental to all of that and...
Transcendental to all the changes, all the material changes.
Okay. 而知觉本身就超越了所有这种物质上的变化。
So that's a state of surrender.
So 这就是一种臣服的状态。
Yeah, we trust in Krishna.He's our maintainer. He's our protector.
相信 Krishna, 相信 Krishna 就是我们的维系者和保护者。
Life itself is, being itself is full of joy.
而生命本身、存在本身就已经充满了喜悦。
And pleasure and pain are just experienced in the mind and the body, and it's in the world of the false ego.
而愉悦和痛苦就只不过是心意和躯体在体验着的这些事物而已。It's just experiencing in the mind and the body.
Yeah, it's the world of the false ego.
而愉悦和享乐只不过是假我的世界而已。
Right, if you praise me, I'm happy.
比如说如果你表扬我赞美我我很高兴啊。
Give me more.
给我更多更多的赞美吧。
If you criticize me.
而如果你要是批评我。
Oh, it's painful.
哎呀这太痛苦了你既然有人批评我。
I'll find a way to avoid you.
我得赶紧想法子来避免和你打交道。
Yeah, this is all the world of the false ego.
所以这就是一整个假我的世界。
It has nothing to do with the self.
而这和这个、而这和真正的自我没有任何关系。
The self only exists now.
真正的自我只存在于当下此刻。
And it doesn't need the past or the future.
真正的自我不需要过去，也不需要未来。
It's coming from the supreme self.
真正的自我来自于至尊的自我。
But it can only be perceived now.
但是
you'll never find it in the mind.
但是你也只能在当下此刻才能感知到真正的自我，而你是绝不可能在心意当中能够去体验到真正的自我的。
If you're seeking the self, you'll never find it, because that means you're in the mind.
而如果你在寻求真正的自我的话，那就意味着你永远都找不到，因为当你去寻求的时候，你就是处于心意之中的。
It's already here.
因为真正的自我已经存在于这儿了。
You just have to look in the right place.
你只需要在正确的地方去找到它，去看到它就行。
Okay, thank you.
好，谢谢你。Next one, 下一个问题。赞巴瓦蒂玛塔吉所问的问题，念诵专注时圈完了，要拨动念珠时就分散了，怎么办？怎么办？您 Hare Krishna. So this Mataji is asking that during the japa chanting, when the round is about to finish, that she needs to move her finger to the next round, then her mind gets distracted. Then how to deal with that?
Just notice what's distracting your mind, bring it to consciousness.
就去注意到是什么让你的知觉让你的注意力分散了，然后把这种就是分散了你的注意力的事物带入到你的知觉之中。
Yeah, as soon as you become conscious of a thought, it will disappear.
一旦当你觉知到一个念头的时候，这个念头就消失了。
Yeah, so you don't want to try and get rid of the thought.
你并不是想要去试图去摆脱掉这个念头
or be against the thought,
或者是试图去反对这个念头
because that's just more thinking.
因为当你试图去改变摆脱或者是反对抵触这个念头的时候，这只不过是更多的念头而已。
You just gently acknowledge the thought, oh, there's thinking.
而你只需要温柔地去承认哦，这个又开始想事儿了，又开始思考了，就可以了。
Yeah, without judging yourself for thinking.
当你去承认的时候，你就不用去评判自己，评判自己为什么又思考，又出现念头，又分散注意力了。
Oh, there's thinking about the future.
哦，这个关于未来的念头冒了出来。
Yeah, there's planning.
在做计划了。
Or there's thinking about the past.
这个关于过去的念头又冒了出来。
Yeah, then you let it go and you go back to your next round.
然后你就放手这个念头，再次把注意力拉回到当下的这第二圈的这个念诵上。
Yeah, just bead by bead, mantra by mantra, breath by breath.
所以说就是一圈接一圈，一个曼陀罗接一个曼陀罗，一个呼吸接一个呼吸的，这样来不断的注意到然后放手，然后再回到这个临在的状态。
Just staying present for the holy name.
就保持对圣名的临在就好。
Actual chanting.
真正的念诵。Okay. I think okay. The next one is the last one.
Okay.
Okay, 我来看最后今天最后的一个问题，这位叫方心 Krishna 的 Mataji 问的，请教一下 Guru， 我老是想起奉献者们，特别是其中一位奉献者，但想不起 Krishna 怎么办？这种感觉好像是单相思，喜乐与悲伤交加，真实与想象交加，有时还会想失眠，好像有一种魔力在远程操控。
So this Mataji is asking that I always think about devotees, especially one devotee, but I just cannot think about Krishna. What should I do? This kind of feeling is kind of like a sick loving. So both happiness and sadness, and with reality and also imagination. Sometimes I could even think to the point of insomnia.As if there's some magic controlling me in remote.
yeah, that remote is the false ego.
这种魔力在远程操控，这个就是你的假我了。
It doesn't want you to be present and wake up.
因为你的假我不想要让你在当下苏醒过来。
Anyway, the false ego has many expectations for itself.
总之来说，假我对于他自己是有各种各样的期望的。
We have a devotee false ego.
我们都有一个奉献者的假我。
We have the expectation that we should be thinking intimately about Krishna.
Think what about Krishna?
Intimately about Krishna.
我们都有这样的一种期望，这个奉献者的假我就有这样一种期望，我们应该是一种很亲密的这种感觉。来想着 Krishna.
And if we can't do that, then we judge ourselves.
而如果我们没有这种很亲密的来想着 Krishna, 我们就会评判自己，竟然想不起 Krishna.
But actually, how can you miss someone you've never met?
但是从实际来看，你怎么可能能够去想念一个你从来都没见过的人呢？
Yeah, you're in a state of amnesia, right?
你就处于这样一种失忆的状态。
Yeah, so think of Krishna in terms of the reality of your life now.
所以说就请你以你生命的真实，生命当下此刻，生命的真实，当下此刻生命的现实，真相和现实来想着 Krishna 吧。
Yeah, practically, what is the relationship you have with Krishna right now?
从实际层面来看，在现在的这一刻，你跟 Krishna 之间的关系是什么呢？
Well, in a practical way, he's the source of your life. He's maintaining your life, breath to breath.
从实际的角度来看， Krishna 就是你生命的源头，从一个呼吸到下一个呼吸，他一直在维系着你的生命，这就是你和他的关系。
He's the source of your consciousness.
他是你的知觉的源头。
So if you become conscious that you're conscious, you'll feel grateful to Krishna.
Feel grateful. 而如果你能变得觉知到你是有觉知的，那么你就会对 Krishna 心生感恩之情。
And everything in your life is coming from Krishna.
而你生命中所有的一切都是来源于 Krishna 的。
Yeah, so everything around you is coming from Krishna.
而你周围的一切都是来源于 Krishna 的。
So these are practical ways to remember Krishna in real ways, and you're not imagining anything.
Not imagining. 所以说这一切就是实际的，并且真实的方式来记忆 Krishna, 而不是你想象出来的方式。
You're not using some mental effort to create some illusory world.
你并不是在心意当中下功夫来去创造出一个幻觉的世界来回忆 Krishna.
Yeah, so just notice your life and thank Krishna.
所以说就去注意到你的生命，然后去感恩 Krishna 就好。
Yeah. Until he reveals himself.
直到他最终向你揭示他自己。
Appreciate his teachings.
欣赏感恩他的教导。
When you read Bhagavad Gita,
当你阅读《薄伽梵歌》的时候，
these are Krishna's words.
薄伽梵歌里面记录的就是 Krishna 的话语。
Yeah, cherish them and say thank you.
所以去珍惜 Krishna 说出来的话语，并且对他说谢谢您。
When you chant his name, he's present.
当你念诵他的圣名的时候，他就是临在的。
Yeah, just say thank you.
然后就对 Krishna 说谢谢您。
Yeah, so at this point, he's your maintainer and protector, and thank him. That's the relationship.
What's the first one? The point.
At this point in your life, very practically, he's in all practical ways the maintainer and protector of our life.
而在你人生目前的这一点 ，Krishna 就是你的生命的维系者和保护者，所以说就基于这一点来感恩他。
Okay, is that it?
Okay, I think there's one last one. A simple one, I guess.
Okay.
最后这个叫加亚 Krishna 梁谢奎的奉献者所问的，顶拜咕噜莲花族半神人如何完美 ？So this Prabhu is asking that how demigod is perfect.
Well, demigods, I don't know if they're perfect, but I mean they're.They are servants of Krishna.
我不清楚半身人是否完美，或者是有多大程度的完美。然后，而半身人就是 Krishna 的仆人。
And some of them are pure devotees, and some of them are mixed devotees.
半身人当中的其中一些是纯粹的奉献者，而另一些则是半纯粹、半不纯粹的奉献者。
So the more one is surrendered to the Lord, then the more one is perfect.
所以说取决于一个人臣服于 Krishna 的程度，那么就可以能够看得出他的完美的程度了。
Yeah, so there's 33 million demigods.
33 million. 所以说有3300万的半神人。
Yeah, so we have to respect them because they've been put in very powerful positions, just like you respect, you know, the leaders of your government.
而我们必须要对所有的这些半神人都心怀敬意，因为他们都是很了不起的个体，被就是赋予了这些很有权力、很有力量的职位。那么就像我们会去尊敬政府的这些要员一样。
Yeah, so they've been entrusted by Krishna to perform, some practical duties in the universal government.
而这些半神人就得到了 Krishna 的信任，被赋予这种具体的职责，来在这个宇宙的政府当中履行他们的这个工作。
And so they are representatives of the government of Krishna.
所以说半身人们是 Krishna 的政府的代表。
So in that way, they're perfect.
所以说从这个角度来说，他们就是完美的。
Okay.
Okay.
So let's wind it up. Thank you so much, Narayani, for spending 2 hours of your Saturday translating.
Thank you, Guruji. My pleasure.
And thank you, Samukhi Radha. And I thank all the devotees for listening and for their questions. And so many questions. It's really very nice.
感谢奉献者们的聆听，感谢你们提的问题，这问题提的特别棒。
So until next week.
所以说咱们下周再见吧。
All glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, all glories to Ajamiya.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典博迦瓦坛，所有的荣耀都归于阿加米勒。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. 外昆塔之音服务员于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。